U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the Bush administration is considering possible changes in its war strategy in Afghanistan in light of the rising levels of violence and the more complex insurgent threat. Gates was speaking ahead of a NATO meeting that will look at how to pay for a planned doubling in the size of Afghanistan's national army. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross says civilians are suffering the most as a result of the rise in violence. Charles Collins spoke with Red Cross spokesman Simon Charno about the growing crisis.
The International Red Cross has been present in Afghanistan for many, many years, and what we see in the last few months is a sharp increase in the conflict, humanitarian situation. The conflict now taking place in the western part of the country, which is a fairly recent development, with fighting going on in several areas in the south as well. Displaced people from Pakistan crossing into Afghanistan gives you a sense of how desperate they might be to flee fighting. So a situation that is sharply worsening, and we're responding accordingly.
When you say the situation's worsening, you mentioned the conflict. What are the needs of the people who are caught up in this conflict?
Well, Afghanistan is a country that has suffered war for many, many years, 30 years almost. So the people, the needs are enormous, and they range from medical to food. There is a food crisis, we feel, in some parts of the country. There is not sufficient access to medical need. There are people wounded by the conflict. There are people fleeing the conflict. There is violence targeting civilians, so the problems are multiple. And so our response, the response of the Red Cross, needs to take that into account. And really the infrastructure of the country is in such a shape that really the support of the international community and the International Red Cross in particular is very much needed at this point.